now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Cane Fire Film Series will be showing Lemon this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 7:30. It features actors Rhea Perlman, Michael Cera, Marla Gibbs, Judy Greer, Brett Gelman, and many others. That will be at 7:30. For information about the film, you can go to the Cane Fire Film Series Facebook page, which is Cane Fire Film Series, or call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And Dr. Rick Swanson from Political Science here at UL Lafayette will present a program called Black Civil Rights in Lafayette Parish, 1724 to 1971, a case study of the history of racial oppression in the South. There will be a documentary and a question and answer period at the Clifton Chenier Center. That's tomorrow evening, the 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's open to everybody in the community. The Center for Louisiana Studies is welcoming author Ann Butler for a discussion of her new book called Bayou Sarah Used to Be, and that will be tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the main branch of the Lafayette Public Library on Congress Street. It was a community in the 19th century below the St. Francisville Bluff, one of the most important ports on the Mississippi River, but there's nothing there now except weeping willows. She'll be talking about her book. There are photographs and lots of history about Bayou Sarah. All are invited to attend this 6:30 tomorrow night at the main branch of the public library. And the public library is offering library cards. September is library card sign-up month. It's part of the American Library Association's push to get library cards out there. So they are going to have limited edition library cards if you sign up this month. For more information, you can go to LafayettePublicLibrary.org or give them a call. UL Lafayette and a number of departments and organizations on campus are putting on Constitution Day this Thursday, September 14th. They've done this for a number of years, and they are commemorating the formation and signing of the U.S. Constitution on September 17th, 1787, and all are invited to celebrate this anniversary. It will be outside of Burke Hall. There will be a booth set up there, and people will be reading from the Constitution. There will be a naturalization ceremony at 11, and then at 11:30, Dr. Rick Swanson will be welcoming everyone. 11:45, people will start reading the Constitution, and they will read the entire Constitution, various people taking that up. At 2 o'clock, Dr. Swanson will give his presentation on the history of Black rights in Lafayette Parish in Griffin Hall, 2 o'clock on Thursday in Griffin Hall, room 147. And then there will be a panel discussion in Griffin, 147, at 3:15. The panel is on the Jim Crow Monuments Controversy. For information on Constitution Day, you can go to the UL Lafayette website or just show up 11 o'clock here on the UL campus, and that's between Judice Rickles Hall and Wharton Hall. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library will hold their annual fall book sale. The Friends Night is Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hyman Center Ballroom, and then it opens to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There are gently used hardcover books and paperback books. All are invited to attend. And if you'd like to become a friend on Wednesday night, you can attend the opening night of the book sale. Acadiana Repertory Theater continues its run of E.M. Lewis's True Story this weekend at Cité des Arts. For further information, you can contact Cité. And opening at the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And that will open with a patron's night on Thursday, September 14th, and run for 3 weekends at the Abbey in Abbeville. You can stop by their website for further information about this comedy, this adult comedy, and for ticket information. In Lake Charles, Axe Theater presents Caroline or Change, September 15th through the 24th. It's by Lake Charles native playwright Tony Kushner, and it will run at One Reed Street Theater the 15th through the 24th. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts on September 14th at 6 p.m., there will be a State of the Arts Education Symposium. Panelists will include Bree Sargent, Tiana Wright, Panat Zaname, Francis Barker, Zachary Barker, Sarah Gauthier-Roy, and others. It's a panel of local artists and professionals. Anyone interested in the arts may attend. 6 o'clock at the ACA. You can contact them or go to their website for further information about this symposium. And Vermilionville is having a sensory-friendly visit that will take place this Saturday, the 16th, from 8:30 to 11:30. And the purpose of the day is to create an inclusive, welcoming cultural and learning environment for children with sensory processing differences and their family. For information, you can contact Vermilionville about this very special program they put it together with the help of a community advisory council, parents of autistic children, the Autism Society of Acadiana, and professionals from the school system. And Kevin McDonald will be at the ACA with the Silverbacks Improv Theater Company this weekend, Saturday, for a workshop during the day. And then in the evening, the sketch comedy show will take place at 7:30 at the ACA. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and the date, and you can listen to it on any device or share that link with others as well. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we start our evening of classical music that goes until 11 o'clock. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.